And yet they worry anyway. Written by Silix. And read by Corey Cathonia. For the fandom of Mysterious Fog, Nothing to Worry About, says Weatherman, who died 20 years ago. By Mary Gillis. The residents of the town of Deepwater Cove trusted Miles Sanders. They truly did. If he said the fog was nothing to worry about, then they wouldn't worry about it. When he said that there were no vengeful ghosts lurking in it, he spoke nothing but the truth. The mysterious noises emanating from it were not of supernatural origin. Rather, they could better be described as preternatural. It may have been an argument of semantics, but it was an important distinction nonetheless. It was also completely true that there were no otherworldly, yet vaguely prehistoric creatures waiting unseen, shrouded by clinging mists. On the other hand, the residents of Deepwater Cove proper, that is to say, the cove itself, were less convinced. Again, what he said was nothing less than the utter truth, for they were no more ghosts than the weatherman, and they certainly weren't prehistoric, vaguely or otherwise. They had their own very well-recorded history, one that predated the death of the last of the mammoths, before the laying of the first stone of the first pyramid in Egypt, before the first hominid took a shark tooth to a shell to create the first indelible pattern on history. They had records of their own, the written language possibly serving as the inspiration for that distant ancestor of humanity. The reason for suspicion was simple, for despite having been under their tutelage for 20 years, he was but a child to them. And, as was the nature of children, no matter how wholeheartedly he was convinced that what he spoke was the pure, undiluted truth, there was the risk of exaggeration. Again, the fog itself was nothing to worry about, but there was reason to worry about it. Would it grow dense enough to allow them to once again swim above as easily as below? Would the residents of the town welcome them, as they were supposed to? The weathermen had claimed that they would, but he was but one man, a child who had discovered something wonderful and could not wait to share it with others, never once thinking that those others had their own thoughts, own minds capable of forming their own ideas. Though shamans and scientists had been in agreement that the time was finally right, that the weatherman would not have come to them otherwise, and a priestess from the frozen northern seas had even been consulted. She spoke in tongues, the screeching and bellows of whales, and the crack and thunder of breaking ice, her message clear, that it was the time for the fog. And so the residents of the cove proper waited in nervous anticipation, hoping to once again share with the surface the fundamental truths of their existence. The end.